In the afterlife, you discover that God understands the complexities of life. She had originally submitted to peer pressure when she structured her universe, like all other gods had, with a binary categorization of people into good and evil. But it didn't take her long to realize that humans could be good in many ways and simultaneously corrupt and mean-spirited in other ways. How was she to arbitrate who goes to heaven and who to hell? Might not it be possible, she considered, that a man could be an embezzler and still give to charitable causes? Might not a woman be an adulteress, but bring pleasure and security to two men's lives? Might not a child unwittingly divulge secrets that splinter a family? Dividing the population into two categories, good and bad, seemed like a more reasonable task when she was younger. But with experience, these decisions became more difficult. She composed complex formulas to weigh hundreds of factors and ran computer programs that rolled out long strips of paper with eternal decisions. But her sensitivities revolted at this automation. And when the computer generated a decision she disagreed with, she took the opportunity to kick out the plug in rage. That afternoon, she listened to the grievances of the dead from two warring nations. Both sides had suffered. Both sides had legitimate grievances. Both pled their cases earnestly. She covered her ears and moaned.